Houston standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hello, Houston. He's Joe. I am Jeremy. We are Jeremy and Joe. I'm over on campus today. I got some Cougar basketball. But, go Cougs. Number one team in the nation, by the way. I don't know how, but number one team in the nation.
Because they're the best, that's how.
No, they are the best, but it was just funny that they were number two in week one, and then Purdue didn't lose a game. Purdue has more first-place votes than Houston, yet they jumped them. I don't know, it's weird. It's the AP poll.
You always come in here with these down questions.
It wasn't a question.
Yeah. It's a down take.
I said, I don't know how. It's not even a take.
Feels like you're just discrediting your own Cougs.
No, I'm not doing that. It's just it's an oddity in the AP that a team starts number one, another team starts number two. Both teams win both of their games. The team that was one still has more first place votes, yet the two jumped the one. Is that not weird to you?
It is weird.
Okay, then.
But
how is that a bad take or a negative take?
I'm just saying.
Not even a take.
The AP is just correcting their mistakes.
Okay, I like the way you said that. Touche. Joe.
I'm Team Cougs here.
Okay. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Yeah. I'm happy they're one. It's just weird to me that they jumped them without the other team losing and without the amount of first place votes. Certainly not discrediting anything that they would do. I was just a shoot around. I would never do that. It looks like you got a new – is that a new computer?
Yeah.
I'm watching you on the video, and it looks like you you look handsome, by the way.
Thanks.
But
I'm right from the Cougs.
What is that, a V? Like, what kind of computer? What is the V for?
It's
Vendetta?
Victus.
It's a Victus computer?
Yeah, it's a gaming computer.
Why?
It's really for streaming. Well, for streaming, really. But I had to get a new computer, Jeremy.
Why? What are you streaming?
My podcast?
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were playing, like, Dungeons and Dragons or something.
Well, that's banned. I'm banning you from the rest of the show.
Why?
That's mean.
Well, I didn't know. I know you like video games and you have a gaming computer. Put two and two together.
College football 26. Yes, I like video games. But yeah, I got my second new computer in the last 4 months.
Why?
Oh, you know, combination here of being a irresponsible adult.
Yeah.
But also being a great dad and a great parent.
One of those is a surprise.
Which one?
The latter.
Okay. So, yeah, my laptop broke last night. And,
how?
Well, we were playing baseball in the house. And the irresponsible
with
adult...
With an actual baseball?
No. But the irresponsible part of this for me is that my laptop was in... It was open.
Yeah.
And it was in home run range, I would say. The good parenting
flex
part of this is that my son's got a good swing. And he made great contact. And he shattered my laptop screen.
With the ball?
With the ball.
What kind of ball were you using?
Not a hard one.
The hardness of the ball.
It was not.
And what was the exit velo? Do you get Statcast numbers on
that? Probably like 80 miles an hour.
That's a bad joke.
At least 80 off the bat for a four-year-old. It was great.
I want to know about the ball.
It wasn't like a baseball, but it wasn't super soft either. But I didn't think I don't think the windows are in danger. I'll put it that way.
So it cracked your screen?
It destroyed it.
So these Invictus computers, they're not invincible?
It was a different brand. This one was just, so I just decided to upgrade a little bit while doing this.
Can you not just fix the screen? I don't know how this stuff works. I'm not a tech guy.
There was other issues with the computer, so I just decided to ditch that one and get a better computer.
Yeah.
And the other irresponsible part is that when I went to Best Buy to get this new computer, I did go with the intention of getting the other one fixed. I didn't get a warranty because I'm irresponsible.
Yeah, I don't really. I'm anti-warranty. I hate warranties.
Yeah,
I feel like they're all ripoffs.
I agreed, and now I have a warranty for this new computer in case, you know, my four-year-old destroys.
Yeah, but I feel like the only warranty here, Joe, is don't be an idiot. Like, shut the computer, move it out of range.
I know.
Like, it sounds like a user error.
It is
not
a user
warranty error.
Like
lack of warranty
error.
Yeah,
but the warranty protects me from user error.
So do you not think about, like, possibilities and stuff? Because, like, me as a parent, and I'm not, like, dunking on you or anything.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, my wife and I are very different. Like, I think like seven moves ahead. Like I think of every. I think it's a flaw. Like that's why I'm not like sitting here like you know tooting my own horn. I think it's a bit of a flaw actually. Like a little bit of a helicopter daddy a little bit. But I think of like every possible thing that could go wrong. Like when Branham baby jumps off the bed, I'm like his leg's about to break in half.
Yep.
Like what am I gonna do when his leg breaks in half? So like I think of every stupid scenario like that.
Uh-huh.
Do you not do that?
I mean normally, but this one like it's. It's not. I just didn't think it was a hard enough baseball to cause any damage in the house.
I get that. Because I mean, that's part of like being a father with you know kids that you're, you know, because you're gonna swing like be hand insane baseball in the house? Question mark. Can't go outside? Question mark.
I
tossed the ball to Branham baby inside all the time.
Yeah, we were outside earlier, but like yeah, like a little extra baseball before bed is what he wanted. So we were just you know throwing it up to him, and he cranked one.
Now, usually I do. I'm very strict about the ball that we're using inside the house. That thing's got to be super, super soft to where it's not going to break a television. So, like, that's something I do consider. I have them swinging, like, away from the TV, so that's not in range. So that's something that I consider. There are times whenever I do think Branham baby's going to break my computer. A lot of times it's whenever I'm doing work in the morning and it's, like, on my lap or whatever. And then he'll, like, just sprint over. I'm like, he's about to jump on this screen and, like, break it in half.
Yep.
So, like, I totally understand how this is plausible.
Because that's how I got the last computer, because that's the scenario that played out. How to get the last one that I got.
What did he do?
He jumped on it, basically,
yeah.
While I was working.
Like that, to me, is like the probably the highest odds for a toddler kid to break one of our computers.
Yeah.
Is like they jump on it and like contort it in a way that the computer cannot handle.
Because
they have enough weight at this age, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to like do some serious damage if they catch it just wrong. I'm always worried, too, about like the corner, like catching his eye, you know?
Yeah, I'm more concerned about typically
your computer,
in that scenario,
yeah, we've learned.
The child than the computer. Look, I was making sure he was having a good time. The swing looks good. That's why I'm happy about this in a way. Swing looks good.
I think there's some ulterior motives in play here too, though.
What?
You've upgraded your computer.
Well, now I think
this was a convenient excuse. I think you might have left the computer open with the mind that, hey, this is possible.
No.
This is in play. Like, some people leave the keys in their car. You know, some people do that if they're like, hey, we want to get the insurance claim on the car. Some people, like, commit arson. You know, they burn their local bar. Not that that's ever happened in Houston, Turkey Hut. Not Turkey Hut. I think it was the Turkey Hut spinoff. Maybe some Irish pubs. I don't know. I don't want to make those conclusions. Could lead to me being sued. So I'm not going to mention the name or any fires that have happened recently to pubs in the area. Some people do this stuff on purpose, Joe.
They do, but I did not. I was working. I was getting the YouTube stream set up for the day, and then walked away, and then started playing some baseball, and then disaster struck.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
Yeah. So
sorry about it.
Yeah, at the same time, you're right.
You're happy, yeah, I know.
I got a new computer. It seems to be working better already. I'm excited about it. Just going to keep this one much safer.
I can't wait for the games you're going to stream. Dungeons & Dragons, Witches of Warcraft. What other games are like popular? Is Halo still a thing?
Not really.
You going to play that?
Call of Duty comes out soon.
Call of Duty. What's the Minecraft one? Is it called it's Minecraft.
It's Minecraft, yeah.
You do the Minecrafting?
Absolutely not.
You do that?
Do not do that.
Junkie says, why not wait for Black Friday to get a new laptop?
Great question. Because Black Friday is a scam and they do the deals now. So I got a Black Friday deal.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's a scam then.
Well, because
it sounds like it's an extended
sale. Well, like waiting until Black Friday is dumb.
Okay.
So I got this thing like half off. It's a great deal.
Well, I guess congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Are you accepting congratulations for this thing?
Yeah. Because I got a son that I'm excited about the future skills that are playing out in front of me.
Okay, what
That's
do you think he tops
really
out at?
High school second baseman.
Okay.
Right. Maybe D3.
Is high school second baseman worth him shattering your computer?
Yeah, I'll take maybe D3 second baseman.
713-780-3776. We never take calls in the first segment because it's like amateur radio. But we go out to the HRNP listener line. Bob, you're on with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Bob?
What's happening, fellas? I just got to let you know, JB, that there is absolutely no way that you can prepare for every possible scenario with boys. Unless you are raising just the biggest bookworm nerd in the world that never leaves his room and reads soft paperback books. There's no way. I came from a family of two boys, raised two boys and have two grandboys. And I'm telling you right now, just have really good insurance and a lot of money in the bank, because it's an inevitability that they're going to tear some stuff up, brother.
Well, I work in radio, so I check one of those two boxes.
We can have one or two.
Appreciate
of those
it. Appreciate the heads up, Bob. And you're definitely right. Like, I mean, Branham baby's already had to go to the ER twice. Like, he's 3 years old. I mean, the dentist ER. I guess that's a thing. But no, like, what he was laying on the couch. The second time that he had to be rushed to the dentist, he was laying on the couch, Joe. Just laying on the couch watching a show. He has, like, this little kid's chair next to him. Huh? He, like, rolls off the couch and clips his tooth on, like, the corner of the chair and shoots one of his front tooth up into his gum.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, this is awesome.
That's great.
Like, rushed to the dentist. Now, we actually got lucky. It was, like, still there and, like, shot up perfectly. And then, like, it's growing out. So, like, actually got really lucky on that one. But, yeah. No, I agree with you, Bob.
I think taking toddlers to the dentist is the worst thing possible.
Yeah, it's
not
great.
It is a terrible experience. Of all the things we had to go through, that's probably number one as the worst thing I've had to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a miserable experience.
I know. It's terrible. Brandon Baby does okay on it, though. He's like, I guess it's old hat for him.
Yeah, he's just getting used to it.
Sounds like Joe wanted a new computer, and this was his way of getting his wife on board for the purchase. I think it's possible.
She's not happy, just to be honest.
I think you might be... I think you might have weaseled your way into a new computer.
Yeah, there's a little doghouse thing happening here, though, too. So
was it pull power? Like, did he pull it?
Straight away center, I would say.
Okay. So he hit it straight away center?
Yeah,
like, you probably knew his tendencies. You probably knew his spray chart. Mm-hmm. He, like, placed the computer right there in his spray chart?
Pretty much. Just like, hey, like, this is the target here. Put a little sign up there.
Yeah.
A little red dot
here.
In the middle.
Hit it here. Free chicken.
Yeah.
Jasper, this weekend I had to fight being a helicopter dad. Let my son ride dirt bikes with his buddy. Sure enough, he wrecked, went through an electric fence, jumped a ditch, hit a tree in the air, and landed in a barbed wire fence. Almost totaled his buddy's dirt bike. How did it not get totaled? How did he end up?
That was my question. Was like, is he not totaled in this? Because that sounds like a disaster.
Someone says, I work in radio, flex. I mean, it depends. I mean, it is a fun job. I'm not going to deny that. Certainly blessed doing what I do. Now, is it the most lucrative job? Probably not. There's no probably about it. No, it is not. It's a hard way to make a fun living. That's what I tell the kiddos, Joe. It's a hard way to make a fun living.
It's a fun job. You get to work with me every day, so you're blessed.
It's a hard way to make an almost fun living. 713-780-3776. So other guys that are hurt, not just your computer, Joe. Injuries. There's a lot of injury news for the Texans here. Eddie Ingram's back at practice.
Okay.
Great news. I mean, he's probably your right guard going forward. Juice Scruggs was he's better than the city Sal Market guy, but he wasn't as good as Eddie Ingram, obviously. Christian Harris has returned to practice. Ho-hum. Titus Howard's back at practice. That's good. Mm-hmm. Now, where he plays, I guess, will be interesting. Although Brown was hurt, so he might just move right back to right tackle. Cade Stover's back at practice. They activated the window on him. But no C.J. Stroud, no Jalen Petrie. They stay in the concussion protocol.
Yeah, I don't think it's not surprising that C.J.'s still in it. DJ Abiannami said Titus was close to practicing last week, so I guess we should have assumed that he was going to come back this week. So at least,
yeah. But when did you know that?
I feel like it was reported like that he wasn't as far off as CJ.
How would anybody know this?
Because there's different steps in the protocol.
Like, was he okay? But I mean, I didn't see like where they were in this little 9-step process in the protocol.
I think it was reported, or maybe he just said.
I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it.
But it's I don't think anyone expected CJ Stroud also to play this weekend.
No, I mean, this is fine. Whatever.
Yeah,
like,
I
think I might have even held out C.J. Stroud. Like, I'm a Dusty Baker guy. Whenever they tell you they're 100%, wait a day. And whenever they've waited a day, wait another day. Like, I like to – that's the Titans. Like, you should be able to win this game with Davis Mills. That said, it is very important because if you lose that game, you undo all the good and the good graces you get for losing or winning the game against Jacksonville. But I didn't want to play Davis. I didn't want to play Stroud this Sunday against the Titans anyway. So, but not, I mean, it's a pretty good indicator, I think, that he's not going to play Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's a chance, right? Still, he could practice tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah, there's a chance. I just don't think it's a good indicator.
No, I don't think, no, it's not. And I'm with you. Like, I'd rather just wait for the Bills game at this point. Even if he can clear protocol, like, I'd be fine with what we talked about the other day. If you clear him and you don't play him till on Sunday, that's fine. Or just hold him out. The Bills game is way more important. You can beat the Titans with Davis Mills.
I don't need those eggs getting scrambled even more, Joe.
Yeah.
I don't need them being scrambled. Let's wait a little bit. Let's wait. Texans also, they brought up Miles Bryant. They signed him to the active roster because MJ Stewart got placed on the IL. Which, you mean, Bryant's going to be your starting safety. Which, I mean, they're going to have to do what they did kind of once MJ Stewart got hurt, where they're kind of balancing between 4-3, playing some more 4-3. Whenever they go nickel, Jalen Smith, you're on the field. You bump Lassiter inside. Bryant's one of your two safeties, which, I mean, he's not worst-case scenario. Jonathan Alexander reported today that Jimmy Ward's not close, by the way. So I was having those questions whenever MJ Stewart got hurt. He said he's not close, so... Okay, all right. No Jimmy Ward in the immediate future. I don't hate that, like, patchwork lineup. MJ Stewart out, Miles Bryant filling in for him. 4-3, nickel, alternate between that. Jalen Smith, you run on the field when you're playing nickel. You bump Lassiter inside. The only thing I don't love about that is, I mean, I think Miles Bryant at safety and Jalen Smith at corner are kind of below average. So you have two guys below average in your secondary. The thing that I like about it, though, is I think Kamari Lassiter has the potential to be the best nickel corner in the NFL. I think he's the best nickel corner on your team, which features Jalen Petrie.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think he would be an all-pro as a nickel corner.
I mean, I really like it, and that can give you a glimpse into what your future could be in this offseason if you want to add a corner and you want to move Lassiter inside in the offseason.
What are you doing with Petrie, though?
Move him back. Back to safety?
Nah, I don't think he can play safety. I think his coverage skills there.
Not good enough?
Exposed.
Yeah.
Although he's impressed me this year, I will say that. Like, yeah, I've banged on him. Yeah, it's been way better. Way better, I admit.
But it's still not great. The fortunate part of this is you're playing the Titans.
Yes.
Like, while you wait for Petrie to come back for hopefully the Bills game like Stroud, you're playing the Titans who don't really have any weapons on the outside, so you should be okay.
They have Dyke and Elik.
Who?
Elik, IU Manor, Stanford.
Is that guy?
You guys not watch football? You guys don't watch ACC football? I mean, Stanford's a bell cow in the ACC.
Not really,
man. Well, has always been.
So I'm not watching. I don't even know who their coach was last year before they fired him. Elik, Stanford football.
Elik, IU Manor. I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's spelled IU Manor. Mm-hmm. And then the.
You really know ball if you know how to say their names.
Jimmy Dyke.
Okay.
Jimmy Dyke.
Mm-hmm.
They're big fans of both of those guys. Ridley's been a disappointment, but they got Elik and they have Dyke.
I'll tell you, those guys really scare me on Sunday though, because they like
you're down a corner.
Because the Titans do no ball,
no ball, famously no mm-hmm. ball. All right, 713-780-3776. We're rock and rolling. Lots to get to today. We'll do a little bit mailbag a little bit later. Get to some top of the NFL stories. Got some great stuff going on. It's Jameis Winston season, baby. Love me some Jameis Winston. So anytime that Jameis is in the news, we have to play the best of Jameis Winston. Also, AJ Brown hates the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get to that a little bit later as well. 713-780-ESPN. You can watch us on YouTube at ESPN Houston. We're live streaming on TikTok. Joe's going to be great at that now because of his new computer. He's going to be great streaming at TikTok. ESPN 975. He's at Joe George Radio there. I'm at Jeremy J. Branham. And then on Twitter, ESPN 975. Joe at Joe George Radio. Brian at Sack by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Branham there. When we come back, these silly arguments that we have to make. College football. I love college football, Joe. I loathe the arguments we hear this time of year. Some of the stuff that we hear yesterday, today, I'm going to mock it. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Welcome to the junkyard. You're a junkie if you listen to us. And our
junkie?
Setting is the junkyard. What's that? Oh, I thought it was Joe.
Junkie?
That was a drop. Oh, that's Cully.
That's Cully.
Ha ha. Good find, Brian. This is, I think... I mean, I don't want to make a, I guess, a holistic statement without really diving into it.
Okay.
This has to be one of the best TV show theme songs in the history of television.
100%.
Like, I have a tough time just thinking it off the top of my head, like another one that's better. But I don't want to say it is the best without actually thinking about it for a little bit.
I have another favorite one that comes to mind, not necessarily that it's better.
Rembrandt's I'll Be There For You?
No. It's the open to King of the Hill.
That's nerdy.
How is that nerdy?
Is King of the Hill kind of nerdy?
You've clearly never watched the show.
It's cartoons.
Oh, God. Okay.
I've watched a few episodes.
You just made the list.
That's terrible.
That's not a bad take. It's an opinion.
Bad opinions can be bad takes.
I'm not huge on cartoons, Brian. I don't like anime.
It's not anime. That's another bad take.
I don't like animated TV shows. Anime. Isn't anime just an abbreviation for animation?
Okay. Guys, I'm going to be honest. I don't know what this is from.
You don't know what this is from?
Oh.
You just made the list.
You made a list at the end of the show today. Let's give Joe three guesses. We haven't said the name of the show yet.
I don't think he even knows where to begin.
I have nothing.
Curve? I think we can give him a multiple choice, actually.
Did you hear what he said?
No.
Curve. He said curve.
Curve?
Wait, no, I know curve. I know curves.
Good. Your lack of ball knowledge is really showing off here.
I don't have a damn clue.
Let's give him I'll give him a multiple choice.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
713-780-3776. Do you know what? Don't look at the text line, Joe.
I'm not. I'm getting texted about this on my personal phone.
This is bad.
Really?
This is bad, Joe.
That's good. A couple people listen to the show. okay, let's go. Accurate? I have four. I'm going to give you four options.
Okay.
Let's go with. Let me think of them first, actually.
That would help.
Okay. The Jeffersons.
Okay.
Sanford and Son. Okay. Family Matters. And The Bill Cosby Show.
Bill Cosby Show?
Eliminate that one. Let's try again.
Family Matters?
Eliminate that one. Do you know what Family Matters is?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a show about families that matter.
Do you know where who's in it? Do you know who the main character is?
I don't.
Or the character name?
I don't.
Did I do that?
But do. Oh,
where's
yeah,
that show
yeah,
set, Joe?
Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that it was in Chicago.
Yeah.
At least you got that.
Yeah, because I remember the one episode where he goes to the Bulls
game.
What
street is it on?
I don't know. I think it's a suburb. Sanford and Son?
Yeah, it's probably
there
Sanford
and
Son.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Third time was
Here's
the charm.
The thing. Never heard of it.
You never heard of it? My uncle, my the old Joe, would used to make me watch it. He didn't make me watch it. He would watch it and I was
like, and I'm Mexico.
Is it on now?
Don't think that was an appropriate drop.
You
no, it's not on now. I was just showing the irony of it, really. It was
on in the 70s.
Yeah, but it was always replayed. I mean, it was replayed all the way into the 90s,
yeah.
I'm sure, in syndication.
Jeremy and I were born in the 70s. We knew what it was.
You look like it.
I've probably seen every episode of Sanford and Son.
I never have. I've never seen this.
It's so good, man. So good. I think Fred Sanford might be one of my favorite TV characters of all time. He's probably like top five. Larry David's number one for me. Easily. Larry David.
Oh, man.
Lamont says you're a dummy. Does Bill Nye the Science Guy intro song count? I never watched Bill Nye the Science Guy. I saw Bill Nye the Science Guy on TV last night, actually.
I mean, the theme is just saying the name Bill over and over again.
He was in the stands of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. Well, it was her 20th birthday. I wonder if he was a contestant back in the day.
He probably was.
Alex Earl's got a chance to win it all, dudes, if you guys are interested. Alex Earl's really good at dancing.
Is Braxton Barris going to miss practice?
I'm wondering if she might leave Braxton for her dancer.
Dude, that's Jeremy.
It crossed my mind. It crossed my mind. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen.
But like, you have nothing to base that off of.
I mean, I think it's happened in the past. The, like the connection.
You think they
look
too into each other during the
dance?
No,
I think that has happened, actually.
No, I'm not debating that. I think you're
I don't
correct,
say that for sure. Has
you think they look at each other a little too fondly when they're dancing?
Well, I mean, it's chemistry, you know, like that. There is something like intimate about that for sure. Like you're sharing something, physical touch. Like that's a love language, physical touch. Like that is an intimate thing, guys. Like,
no, you guys, I mean,
do I have to teach you everything? Do I got to teach you about intimacy?
You definitely can't teach me about what is and isn't anime.
I was just teasing with that.
Oh, I know.
It was a dig. Has a Dancing with the Stars contestant ever how do you want to phrase this? Ever left their significant other?
There
we go.
For their dancing pro.
Yes.
It's happened?
No, I'm no. That's the right way to Google it.
Google AI says yes. A contestant on the UK version of the Strictly Come Dancing was confirmed to have cheated on his significant other with his professional partner.
That doesn't count. It happened in the UK.
It's happened on different shows, but not American Dancing with the Stars. Apparently, Kim Johnson and Robert Herjavec, the Shark Tank star, and his pro partner happened with them, I guess. This says Nikki Garcia and Artem Chigvinstiv were partners in season 25, and apparently, you know. Mm. Mario Lopez and Karina Smirnoff dated for 2 years after being partners in season 3.
So relationships have started, not...
At least not in America. Yeah. That's because we have morals here in America.
Yeah.
We don't. Our Dancing with the Stars in America don't leave their significant other with their dancing counterpart. Mm-hmm. That stuff, we leave that to the dirty Brits.
Yep. Leave it to them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's possible, though. I see the way they look at each other. I'm weird, but the King of the Hill theme song has always made me depressed.
That is weird. It's very upbeat.
Thoughts on the Real Housewives theme song, Jeremy? I can't place it. I don't know the theme song. I'm sure if I heard it, I'd be able to place it, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. Game of Thrones. I don't like the show Game of Thrones because I don't really love sci-fi or you know things that are unbelievable. But they do have a good theme song. I'll give them that. Succession theme song is very good, too.
It is.
The Morning Show has a very good theme song.
I think Mad Men's is good from what I remember.
I remember Mad Men's being good, but I can't place it.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones. Oh, somebody said that Alex Earl's dancer is married to another dancer pro. Mm. Okay, well, that makes it more difficult. Good, good, because I didn't want Braxton Berrios' heart to be broken. I didn't want him to be returning kicks with a broken heart.
The texters are saying, Jeremy, it happened last season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Google AI had no ball. The love spider web from Dancing with the Stars is deep. Look up the TikTok random. See, I was onto something. It happened last season. I was onto something.
Well, we can't we have to verify the texter's information, but
no, I believe everything our texter's saying. John Cena's ex-wife fiance left him for her dance partner. I think that was Nikki Bella. Magnum PI theme song back in the day. Unsolved Mysteries intro, not bad. Three's Company theme song, not bad. Seinfeld's very recognizable. I don't know if it's the best, though. Curbs is very good. Yeah, why? I mean, I don't know why you're getting on to me for throwing out a theory like that when it's happened notable times in the past.
It's just, you know, that's yeah, protect our guys. Do you care about these players?
Not really.
You're supposed to.
Why?
That's what D'Amico said.
I mean, I care a little. Like, it's a minimal amount of care, I'll admit. Like, I don't want them to hurt or I don't want them to get, you know, have, like, you know, tragic illness.
But if they get left, oh, well.
No, I mean, I don't want that to happen, but I mean, it's definitely in play. Mm. There's been countless examples of that.
Countless feels extreme.
I don't know, man. It's happening in the UK. Texters are saying there's a TikTok spider web.
You need to watch it now during the break?
Watch what?
The TikTok spider web?
Probably not.
Okay.
All right, 713-780-3776. Sorry, my ADHD kicked in there. These silly arguments that people are using to debate the college football playoff. I'm going to throw some blind resumes by you boys, too. Does that sound good? You like some blind resumes?
Let's do it.
SOR plus. That's the stupid stuff we're hearing. CFB minus. Like, these are the stupid things we have to argue every single college football ranking season. It makes me want to puke. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
The Huntington Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What theme song is this, Joe?
I think I actually know it. But this is not, I don't know it. I'm guessing based off the conversation that was King of the Hill.
Yeah, good boy.
Okay.
Good boy.
But I didn't know it.
We should do that as a game one time for tickets or something.
Oh, yeah.
Theme songs, boom.
I feel bad for whoever's on my team.
I was about to say, we can't really do you versus Joe because it would just be giving the ticket to whoever was.
I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, we'll see how it goes. We could game it like, will Joe
know and have the guesser guess if he'll know and then do it.
That used to be a game I played for giving away tickets on another station.
Will Joe know? The theme song game?
It was Will Joe Know. And it was sports questions, geography questions,
I just thought
math
of something.
Questions.
I just thought of something funny. You know how it used to be Bo Jackson, like Bo knows?
Yeah.
Joe don't know.
So the game was so that we had a caller on and they would give the category and it was Will Joe Know? And I would have to give a confidence ranking 1 to 10 in the category. And then based on what I said, the caller would say, Will Joe Know, yes or no? And then I would get asked the question.
That's funny.
So we could try that.
I think we could do that with theme songs.
Yeah, we could
Joe don't know. Texas are saying the A-Team, but I think they're trying to pull. I don't know if they mean the show or the radio show that rivals us. Either way. Well done. Brian, what do you think about Naruto's theme song?
Naruto.
I don't know what that is.
No, Joe did.
I mean, I didn't watch it.
It's some anime cartoon that a texter asked about. I didn't even know what it was. I had to Google it to make sure I wasn't being,
set up.
Fooled. I Googled to see what it was, and it was anime. So I mispronounced it, Dunjo.
Yeah, you did.
So you're the one who watches anime. I knew it was one of you.
I didn't watch it, but I know what it is.
All right, let's look at these silly arguments. I hate the college football rankings. You know this by now. I hate the arguments of the college football committee. I find it funny. Like, I wonder if anybody, and I don't think they do. I think it's what leads to this silliness. I wonder if anybody ever just stops and be like, what are we arguing about? Like, what are the things that we're discussing here? This was Mac Rhodes yesterday, which I hope his stress levels are okay. I hope he doesn't get too mad and yell at another Baylor Bear tight end. I hope that doesn't happen. But Mac Rhodes yesterday, when he was asked about the Indiana-Texas A&M discussion, quote, it was one of our longer discussions. Indiana, we gave them the edge defensively again and offensively as well. When you think of their body of work with wins at Oregon and Iowa, we certainly looked at A&M's win in South Bend and at Missouri. The committee talked about Missouri playing their third quarterback. Indiana found a way. Mendoza down the stretch was efficient. Those things give Indiana the edge. Okay, this committee's mostly like ADs. There's some players, and some ADs really know ball. Some don't really know much. So you have like athletic directors here talking about, well, they look good offensively, and they look good defensively as they, you know, button up their tie. They're talking about Missouri playing their third quarterback.
Yeah.
What if their third quarterback's Cardale Jones? Like, what do you mean? Why does that matter? Why does it matter how far in the depth chart you're going? Indiana found a way. Mendoza down the stretch was efficient. Are we just going to ignore the previous 58 minutes of game action? Like, these arguments are so, so weak.
Yeah, I don't, like, there feels like an omission being said in that about Penn State not playing their starting quarterback either, right?
It only matters when it matters.
Like, it's like, I guess the second versus third quarterback matter that much? I don't know why it would. It shouldn't matter at all. If you're playing a backup, you're playing a backup. That should be held the same standard for both of them. But to point that out makes me feel like they didn't realize that Drew Aller wasn't playing for Penn State this weekend.
And it's silly to be how come we don't talk about the third left guard, huh? Protecting the quarterback's left tackle's protected blindside, but the left guard's pretty close.
Yeah.
Why isn't that a factor? Another one, the Hoosiers are ranked above the Aggies in pretty much every power rating. Okay, cool. Power ratings are we're arguing power ratings now. This is what I hate about the resumes. They're ranked higher statistically on both sides of the ball as they push up their glasses. Also, like being ranked higher statistically on both sides of the ball, how much does that factor in like competition and opponents? And I understand A&M doesn't have the best SEC schedule, all of those things, but also it's very difficult to argue an apple with an orange because they're facing totally two different schedules.
Yeah.
So like, oh, well, they're better. It's not the NFL. It's not the top 32 teams. You're talking about 136 teams that totally skew what those statistics are going to look like. This one, the Aggies' eight league opponents currently have a combined record, a conference record of 13-34. That includes Texas, who they haven't played yet. Their six foes to date are a combined 8-27, which that doesn't bode well for A&M. But again, how stupid is it that we're arguing the record of who they've played in conference? That's how silly we have to get to argue these resumes. Indiana's conference foe to date, slightly more respectable at 16-26.
I mean,
okay, was 16-26 in the Big Ten that much better than 8-27 in the SEC? I have no idea. I have no clue. But don't you see how stupid these arguments are?
Yeah, they have to find some kind of justification. And I mean, I got grief for it, but like they can't just say that's what we think of these teams, which should just be the answer. The answer should be we think Indiana's better than A&M. They don't need to justify it with all these random stats or justify why this team's in front of the other or any of that stuff. If you think someone's better, just say it. It's fine. Like, who are you insulting?
But also, who are you to say they're better?
Well, that's their job.
It's their day. It's not. It's their hobby. Like, it's not their day job.
But it's their job right now to rank these teams. Like, they're put in that position for a reason.
I also find it how stupid that is.
I don't disagree, but it's the process in which they've decided. Is this random group of people that changes every single year, which is one of the things that I don't like. I think if you had a 3-year run with the same committee to at least have the same standard for 3 straight years, that makes sense. But now it's just different committees every year. They're changing what matters, what doesn't matter, how they view conferences, how they view the SEC versus the Big
Ten. It changes by the day and the team.
Yes, 100%. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
You have one argument for Team A, and then you contradict that argument with Team B.
Yeah.
Like, again, I'm mocking the process here. I'm not saying this team should be higher than that team. Indiana 2, Aggies 3. I have my own personal thought on who should be 2, who should be 3. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day. You win games, they're going to play each other in the semifinal. It's just the arguments or things that I look at that are ridiculous. This one, Texas Tech win this past weekend against BYU, really convincing. Both sides of the ball, Texas Tech defensively really, really good. Offensively moved the ball up and down the field, kicked some field goals, so probably left some points off the board. Is that a positive or a negative? I can't tell with this quote. Like, now we're talking about, like, red zone touchdown success rate when we're talking about these resumes. This is how stupid this stuff is.
Well, penetrations matter.
It used to break ties in high school football because they didn't want the kids to play overtime.
Now it matters for college football playoff rankings.
But I'm glad that you know that now.
Yeah, I do know that.
This isn't penetrations, though. No, well, I guess it could be, depending if like they're giving them credit for the penetration. Be like, well, they left some meat on the bone. Like,
but they still got there.
Good or bad? I don't know if it's good or bad.
That quote about Texas Tech, it makes me feel like they think so highly. They're so impressed with Texas Tech, as they should be. But BYU drops 5 spots?
See, I had a problem with that, too. Like, I wanted this to be more about, like, scoffing at the committee and, like, the stupid argument points that they use that made me roll my eyes. They'll use it for one team and they won't use it for the other. But, I had a problem with BYU, rather, being 12th. The BYU dropped, what was it, 5 spots?
Yep.
They dropped 5 spots because they lost a road game to Texas Tech. And they're behind 2-loss Oklahoma when BYU's best win was Utah, beat the 13th-ranked team in the country. And Oklahoma's best win is Tennessee, who's 23rd in the country. BYU's best loss is at number 6, Texas Tech. Oklahoma's best loss was at home to Ole Miss.
Yep. The arguments don't make any sense. They just say things. There's not actually any logic behind it because there's no way to keep everything on track. Like to use the same argument for every single team. I mean, there is, but then it would not fit the narrative of which the rankings they put out. So they're creating narratives. That's why it is dumb. Like I get why they have to talk on TV after they put this out, but it never goes well for them. There's always
flaws. No, we all mock and criticize. It's because the system's stupid. Mm-hmm. Because the system is stupid. What does it matter who is 2-3 or 10-11 until the final ballot? Who cares? It'll play itself out, and then the team 13 will gripe. I see your point on that, but it's the argument specifically that I'm pointing out. Like the stupid stuff we hear that should not have ever been said or be part of the criteria or the argument. Like we're here, strength of record, SR plus, football power index. Like, do y'all not just stop and be like, this stuff that we're arguing is ridiculous? ridiculous. It's the flaw of the system. Well, it's better than ranking teams before the season starts. Yeah, that's fair. Both things are true. The system itself is broken. Human shouldn't be deciding playoff teams. It should be decided on the field. Preach. I 100% agree. It should be decided on the field the best way that you possibly can. And I would say even the selection should not be left into the hands of the humans. If the humans want to put together some sort of criteria and weights, eliminate the human bias, though, and throw it into some fancy algorithm that's going to spit out which teams are the best. Pete, A&M should be number 2 in the college football rankings, but at this point all I care about is for them to remain there and not stumble down the stretch. Fair. All right, I got 2 blind resumes for you, Joe.
Okay.
And Brian, if you want to chime in as well, we know that you will. Team A, number 7 strength of record, number 20, again, haha, we're talking strength of record here. Number 7 strength of record, number 24 strength of schedule, 2 wins versus the SP Plus. Are we talking about index funds? The SP Plus top 40 teams by an average of 4 points, 1 loss to a top 10 team by 10 at home. You got that?
Okay.
All right, Team B, no number 8 strength of record, number 28 strength of schedule, 3 wins versus the SP Plus top 40 by an average of 8 points, 1 loss to a top 10 team by 22 on the road. Which resume do you like better?
Team 2.
Sounds okay. Like Team 2, yeah.
Team 2 is BYU. Team A is Oregon. Hmm. All right, let's move on to the next one. But why is Oregon ahead of BYU, though? Well, eye test. Probably brand. All right, second experiment here. Team A, SP Plus, number 12, best win versus committee's number 18 team, losses to SP Plus, number 6 and 23 by a combined 12 points, 17.8 points per game, average margin of victory versus FBS opponents who are combined 38 and 29 in other FBS games. You got all that?
Kind of.
All right, Team B. This is also the stupidity of it. Like I again, that's kind of what I'm trying to prove here. Team B, SP Plus number 14, best win versus committee's number 11 team, losses to the SP Plus numbers 1 and 48 by a combined 15 points, 13.1 points per game, average margin of victory versus FBS opponents who are combined 33 and 34 in other FBS games.
Team A.
You like Team A?
I think
Brian,
so.
Brian, who do you like?
That was a lot of numbers, Jeremy, but I'll go Team B.
Yeah, you're right. It's a lot of numbers. That's the stupidity of the process. Team A, USC. Team B, no surprise, Brian picked it. It's Texas.
Interesting.
That was funny. I'm happy you picked Team B. But that's the stupidity of the system. So you want the BCS playoffs? No. No, I don't. BCS had 67% human element. No, I don't want the BCS. Absolutely not. The committee wants another TCU versus Georgia Natty, I guess. They didn't learn their lesson, ? 2 different pronunciations of Oregon in 4 seconds. Impressive. It's what we do. It's why you listen. Everybody thinks they know it all and want to say their piece about radio host. Bottom line is simple sportscasters and hosts have to be 100% committed to both sides of the stories where commoners mainly see their side.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
That's some word salad there.
You know what I'm going to do with that?
Band?
No, I'm gonna take it to break. 713-780-3776. I need some time to think on it, to let it resonate. You know what season it is in the NFL? It's Jameis Winston season. Jameis gives us reason to talk about him, and we will. And why does A.J. Brown hate the Eagles? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You know what show this is, Joe?
Curb.
There you go. You're warming up. You're like Davis Mills. You know, slow start, but you're heating up. Or you're like Reed Shepard. Slow start to the season.
No defense?
Yeah, that's not fair. That wouldn't be fair of you to say. Texter says, Jeremy, the Cougars will never sniff the college football playoffs, let alone a national championship. You, gone. Ban the rest of the show.
You just made the list.
You're out of here. Try again tomorrow. See you at the plate meeting tomorrow, but you're out of here. Gonna watch the rest of the show from the showers. All right. Texture says I would take Jameis Winston as a backup over Mills. Who gives you a better chance to win a game, Jameis Winston or Davis Mills?
Jameis.
Really?
I'm gonna
disagree.
Jameis.
I go Davis.
I think Jameis also gives you a better chance to lose the game in a totally embarrassing fashion. But I think against a really talented team, I want a quarterback that can be fearless and just chuck it down the field. So give me Jameis.
Yeah. I think I agree with you on the volatility of Jameis, whereas Davis is a little bit more level. I think that's a good call. I just trust Davis a little bit more. I think because Jameis could throw you a 4-interception game. But you're right, he could also hit you with a 4-touchdown game.
And he could do it in the same game.
You're right.
In the snow and be and save the day for the Browns. Like
Wasn't he like the first 30-30 guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it 2019, I think? I think he was 30-32.
Oh, man. He threw 33 touchdowns and 30 picks. That's 30 picks led the NFL.
Awesome.
Yep. You want to guess how many yards he threw for that year? He led the – well, I should have said that. He led the NFL.
Just over 5,000, right?
Yeah, 5,100. He led the NFL that year with 5,100 yards, threw 33 touchdowns and a league-high 30 interceptions.
That's awesome.
He threw it. He did throw it 626 times, though, which also led the league. But Jameis Winston, if Jackson Dart doesn't pass the concussion protocol, is going to start. He jumped Russ Wilson in the depth chart for the Giants. And here, because Jameis is in the news, are the top Jameis Winston moments of his career.
180! What's that? Somebody jump on sides, damn!
We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day. I want everybody to look at me. I'm going to pass it to corner after I say one thing.
Let's go.
That's a W. That's E1. That's E1. That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight? How many eat a W tonight?
Yeah. Come in. That's not here we go, though.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Yes.
No way.
Just go ahead.
This is him eating a W on camera.
He knows where the camera is.
Like right into the camera's soul.
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere. So we got to keep on pushing through and being resilient.
Thank you to WWAD Sports for putting that together on their YouTube channel. He's one of a kind, man. I love Jameis Winston so much.
He is. He is. We'll never see another quarterback like him.
He's going to have to be like in our lives after he retires, right? Like he's going to do some sort of television, entertainment. Like someone's going to hire Jameis, right?
Yeah, he would be great in the studio.
Remember he did the thing when the Super Bowl was in New Orleans. Was it last year? It was kind of like a man on the street or a walk around Bourbon Street make a video. I think we played some of the videos, but it was hilarious.
I don't remember who did. Was it Fox, maybe?
That sounds right.
Like I feel like you can't put him in a studio or a booth, though. I feel like that limits him. Like you need him to like be able to spread his wings. He's a peacock. Let him fly type of thing.
I think he could work on one of these pregame shows. Like get out some of the old boring.
I don't want to structure him,
though. I don't want to see him in a pregame show. Yeah, I want him like on Barstool.
But couldn't he? Could Jameis start to lead to like the NFL's equivalent to like inside the NBA?
Yes.
Like you could put together a television crew of people that are not your traditional broadcasters, and like you could have a group that just has fun talking ball.
Yes.
Like, I don't need Terry Bradshaw, though Terry and Winston might be funny.
Terry
together.
Was Jameis Winston before Jameis Winston.
Yeah, but
like, he's always been goofy.
Yeah, but he's lost his fastball a little bit, I feel like so.
He's old.
Yeah.
You
know. So like you could build like an NBA like inside the NBA around Jameis Winston.
And who is he? He's your Barkley, he's your Kenny Smith, or he's your Shaq?
I think he's your Shaq.
I think he's your Barkley.
You throw Cam Newton there?
Nah, I'm
okay with Cam. Cam has takes, man. Cam has takes, though.
Yeah, for sure.
He does have takes. Like he would be entertaining from that. I don't agree with any of his takes, but he has takes, and I like people who have takes.
He just screams a lot for me.
You think so?
Yeah, he's a big screamer.
His hats are kind of weird.
They are.
His hats are like that lady on Schitt's Creek. You ever seen that show, Joe?
Nope.
Yeah, he wears the hats that she wears. It's kind of funny.
But Cam, Jameis. I don't know who's the straight man? Who's the Rich? I mean, not Rich Eisen.
No, Rich Eisen wouldn't fit in that
Greenberg?
Show.
Yeah.
No, too boring. No Greenberg.
You said straight man, and then you go too boring. Like that's the same thing.
Yeah, but Ernie can give it back.
Ernie's got some zingers though. He'll give you a little one-liner. He'll throw people under the bus. Like he won't throw you under the bus, but he's gonna hate on you a little bit too.
Maybe like Orlovsky's the Kenny Smith here.
Oh, that's a good call.
It's like Orlovsky, Cam Newton, Jameis.
Yeah, who would your straight man be there? I don't know. That's the thing about
but we're
that.
Close, though. Like, we're building something here.
That's
we
a good show.
We should get residuals for this.
The problem, though, would be, like, when do you put it on TV?
I think it's your pregame show.
See, I like it more as a postgame. But postgame shows are hard in the NFL unless it's a standalone game.
Yeah, because
like, it'd have to be a Thursday.
Thursday nights?
Yeah, you're replacing a lot of guys there now.
Yeah, we would be.
Could be
Thursday
that.
Night football on Amazon.
What about the NBC Prime crew?
You ever see those commercials for Amazon? Like, they're little, like, hey, watch this on Thursday. Is it Clarissa or Carissa? Is there an L there?
I think it's Carissa.
Okay, so she doesn't eat the L. do you ever catch the one where she's like, it's Thursday Night Football on Prime? It's like the weakest
promo. You're talking about,
like,
the one with Shaboozy playing
ever.
Like the concert? Yeah.
Yeah, they do, like, and they rotate it. But there's one where Carissa Thompson's like, it's Thursday Night Football on Prime. And it's like the dullest, most boring promo I've ever heard.
I've seen that one. It does not make me want to watch their product.
It's Thursday Night Football on Prime. I'm going to have to cut it.
I think also a part where they throw Al Michaels in randomly at a Shaboozy concert. Can't feel more out of place.
Al Michaels is walking towards the camera with
Herbstreet, right? Yeah.
And then who's the sideline reporter? She used to do. She was great. Kaylee Hartung. She was one of the better. Who I think is one of the best sideline reporters in the NFL. Legitimately, sincerely think that. Where they're walking to the camera, like telling you to watch it. Like, I'm scared Al Michaels is going to trip, man. Mm-hmm. Like, he is struggling to keep that pace.
Doesn't look great.
No.
He's got to be done soon, right?
Yeah, probably.
It felt like he already was, and then Amazon kind of saved him a little bit.
Yeah, he was out of NBC.
Yeah.
Like, he was, I mean, it was Tirico's gig, and then that was there for him. Like, I love Al Michaels' career. I think Al Michaels was fantastic back in his day. I thought he was one of the best. But he's about 5 years removed, man.
Yeah, I think him and Kirk Herbstreit's a weird combo.
I don't like Kirk in the NFL.
Nope, he's a college guy.
I also don't love Kirk's ego.
It's large.
Not a fan of that. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's get to the A.J. Brown. Why does A.J. Brown hate the Eagles? Some of the top NFL news and some NFL overreactions after the past week of NFL action. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.